Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thanks to Amazon Pharmacy for supporting The Morning Stream. Amazon Pharmacy makes it easy to order your prescriptions and have them delivered straight to your door. Amazon Prime members can save on prescription medication when not using insurance and get free two-day delivery. Learn more at amazon.com/TMSRX. Coming up on TMS, clearly a warehouse of dildos.
The chips in your arm are free, guac is extra.
A tape for measuring your package.
I liked visiting the Sacramento Bee.
What is Goofus and Gallant up to anyways? You know they've got talent.
Nobody likes moist snacks.
The bird was self-yeeting into the office.
Do turkeys have teeth? Because I seriously, like, wanted to know.
Ding dong, ring can, ween calling.
Puppets, pupits of the leftists.
Pupits.
Pupits.
From afros to mini fridges, a TMS journey.
Always go lump.
Rhymes with chickless.
I still love the show a lot.
Finger the loop of the hero.
Jury duty and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Hello? Ah, you thought you reached me. Unfortunately, I'm unable to take your call. But if you leave your name, your number, and a brief message, I'll get back to you as soon as possible. I guarantee it. I stand by it. That means don't call this number no more. That means the next time we would have spoken would have been because I reached out to you and not the other way around. You understand what I'm telling you? Don't call this number no more. Huh? You understand me? Huh? Don't call this number no more. I'll leave a message after the beep.
I can't believe you've done this. The Morning Stream.
The Morning Stream. You have chosen poorly.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back and to The Morning Stream. It is TMS for Tuesday, March 9th, 2021. I'm Scott Johnson. He's Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. I'm feeling good today. I got lots to do, lots to get through, despite having horrendous evening of dreams that made no sense. Ooh, I was really? On. Okay. I was on the run from a psychotic Michael Chiklis from the famed show The Shield, and also The Thing in the Fantastic Four movies.
The first bad thing, Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah, why for whatever reason he's after me? I don't know, but it was one of those dreams where I couldn't wake up from it, and I was scared the whole time. And that dude wanted to put a gun to my head and blow my head off all night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Of all things. And nobody else in this.
Knock
there's
off,
lots of
Chiklis.
Lots of people in the dream. None of them were familiar to me. There were no friends anywhere. No family. It's just me on the run from Michael Chiklis. The commish was
if
after
your name
me.
Was Chiklis, by the way.
Yeah.
How tempted would you be to change it? Oh, here comes Chiklis.
Yeah, here comes
guess
old
what
Chiklis.
He doesn't have.
Yeah, no chicks in that guy's life.
No chicks.
I guess it'd have been he'd have struggled with that more in his formative
high
years.
School days.
Yeah. Yeah. But not so much now. Although,
no, and it's not like that rhymes with anything. Chiklis.
No.
Is there anything that rhymes with Chiklis that kids in school could make fun of?
Yeah. Maybe starts with a P or D.
I can't think of anything.
Yeah, huh. I can't either. This is really hard. Anyway, so other than that, I'm feeling refreshed because I didn't die in my dream. I survived the assassin's blow. And I'm here to do a show with you. All right, so we got this email. We must read it first thing. It must be the thing that we talk about first, because if we don't do this, then
read
when
it.
Will we?
And I hope you've practiced so that you're able to read it as it's written
I tried.
Okay.
So we'll see how I do. I got this email last night. This was in response to my telling everybody on the show that my vaccine is scheduled, or my first shot for the vaccine is scheduled for the 19th. And then
what is it,
3 weeks later, you get the second one, I guess?
Yeah, it depends on which one you get, three or four, depending on Pfizer, Moderna. And I can't remember which is which. I think Pfizer is 3 weeks, Moderna's four.
Oh.
I could be wrong.
Okay. Well, we're getting the Pfizer, the Pfizer, so we'll see. We'll see how that ends. But it's going to feel like an eternity. But either way, so I get that thing on the 19th, and I tell you guys about it yesterday. In comes this email from somebody named XC. I will note they left a fake email return address, so I could not reply.
Oh, man. Damn.
Yeah, it was lame. It was like poopypants@gmail.com or some fake thing that just bounced back. So here's what it says. Congratulations, Scott.
Congratulations,
Scott. You're getting the China virus vaccine. I mean, that's probably a sign of where we're headed here.
Yeah, right. It's a portend of things to come.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Says, did you know that, did you know that they'll, and he spelled they'll like T-H-E-Y-L.
They put the apostrophe between the L's.
Yeah, between
like it's
the
a
L's.
Little, like it's an olive being supported by two chopsticks.
That's right. He says, they'll be implanting chips in you so that you can be tracked no matter what you go. Not where. What?
Every what you go, Scott.
Every what I go.
They'll be checking you with those chips they implanted. Yep.
It's like
you,
Full House. Huh? Every what I go. That's how that song went.
That's right.
He says, yep, I bet you were, W-E-R-E-E, okay? So were like not wrong were. Oh, no, that's the right word.
That's the right word. Yeah, I think that's the one word he got right,
that's
actually.
The one case where most people get it wrong and he got it right.
Right.
I bet you were not aware of this. Do not believe me, then do your research. Also a sign.
Yeah. It's almost like it's like a he's giving you an order of operations, right?
Yeah.
Like he's basically saying, step one, do not believe me, then do your research.
Yep.
With no A in research.
Then he goes on to say, so enjoy your life as a puppet spelled P-U-P-E-T-T. So no double P, single T.
Pupette.
So pupette. Enjoy your life as a pupette of the leftists and doing their biddings.
And there is the rung there, but that's hardly a surprise.
It's not a huge surprise. I love the show a lot. Or I still love the show a lot, says XC.
That's my favorite part. I still love the show a lot.
So yeah, this was a real treat to get.
Oh my God, I wish I got emails like this.
It's so like, what a waste of your time. Like, don't even wait. Well, I mean, I guess it's not a huge waste because here we are talking about it on the show, but it's too funny not to bring up. Like, you're just going to get ridiculed for such a silly email. Don't be silly.
Yeah.
If you have an actual point, you can make it. But also, I don't know what he's using to send email with, but most of stuff I have will put little red lines under words that are malfunctioning.
That's a tale of the left, or a tool of the leftists.
Oh, it's
Scott,
a tool
those
of the
red
leftists.
Lines, so they can track your email. You don't want to become a pupit of the leftists by clicking on the red underlines.
Look, if your attempts to avoid being a pupit of the leftists, trust me, don't autocorrect anything. Okay, let it flow out of your undereducated freaking grade 5 dropped out of school mind. Okay, just let it happen.
Congratulations, you're now a pupit of the leftists.
I don't know what I'm looking forward to more. Either a follow-up from this person or today's inevitable titles that are coming from this.
There's definitely going to be some titles. There's definitely going to be some congratulations and pupit of the leftists.
Pupit of the leftists. Skip those coming. And then, you know, and if you want to implant a chip, let me know. I know people. Anyway, that was a fun thing. And if you have thoughts about it, you can certainly follow up to it. Or if that person wants to send me his real actual email and would like to, you know, speak like an adult with people, then hey.
Oh, you know, XC, I hope you continue listening for a long time. And we appreciate you. As much as we enjoy this email, we appreciate your listenership even more.
Do we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We do. We do. Brian said it. We do. We appreciate it.
We do.
XC.
We do.
Even if I can't reply to you, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You're
exactly. The fact that you took the time out of your day to reach out to us and say howdy.
Yeah. I mean, that literally, by default, makes him not a puppet of the leftists. As a follow-up, or a nice little tie-in, we got an email from Moravina, who I think is probably in the chat today. She's often in
here. Yeah, Miravina.
Miravina. Why did I say more? Always
I don't know.
I don't know why I do that.
Because we always want more Avina. We never want less Avina.
Well, her name, I mean, she spelled it M-O-R. Is it?
Oh, Moravina. Maybe it's a different person than Miravina in
the
chat.
Oh, maybe it's not her. Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that. All right, could
that's
be somebody
an,
else.
That's a weird way. I mean, it's a very, very close name to somebody in chat with an I, but she spells it with an O.
Yeah, I was convinced it was the same person, but you're absolutely right.
I would.
Maybe she's in here. She can confirm. I haven't heard anything.
Because Miravina, I believe, is in the medical field. I think she's a nurse. So this would make more sense with this. I don't know. Let's get to the email. And
yeah, we have a lot of nurses. Have you noticed that?
We do. Yes.
What is that about? That's awesome. I love that we've got nurses.
It's very awesome. My Aunt Barb is a nurse and still listens to the show. I don't know why, but she still listens to the show.
I know this may sound strange to people, but I like nurses more than I like doctors. And I know we need both, okay? And there are important aspects to both of those career choices, but something about the caretakingness of a male or female nurse that's where my trust is. It's not in the stuffy guy that walks in, looks at your chart and says, "Well, in my astute opinion, before I go golf and then later expand my swimming pool area, I think I'll say, yes, we're going to do the surgery." And then he leaves, and then it's up to the nurses to make you comfortable. Nurses, sure. Man. Woo!
They do more, right. They do more to take care of you.
Yeah.
And the doctor just does two or three things and gets all the credit. It is unfair.
And all the money. Gets all the money. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she says this: "Good morning, Scott and Brian. I just wanted to stop by and say how much I love the show and the talk about the question, which arm for the Pfizer shot to get. So I was always told to do your dominant arm because you use your dominant arm more." So this is interesting.
Yeah.
The reason for that is the more you work the muscles in your arm, the faster the soreness from the shot will work itself out. So I would put my vote for dominant arm for getting the shot in. Take care, guys. I hope to see you guys in person as soon as it's safe. Sincerely, Moravina.
Totally makes sense. I think, you know, when we were talking about that yesterday, I suggested the non-dominant arm. I think it's because I heard that that'll be less painful for you, right? Because if you put in your non-dominant arm and you're just letting it kind of hang there while you do everything with your, you know, with your drawn arm, your typing arm, your mousing arm, whatever.
Right.
But there's also, is there something about like if you get the shot in your dominant arm as you move that arm, it also the muscles help spread the vaccine throughout your body sooner.
That makes sense. I mean, that sounds sensible.
I don't know if that's really true, but when I did a little Googling, that was something that came up as either a misconception or a fact.
All right. Well, now,
didn't take the time to learn to decide which is which.
We'll just let the chat room help educate us. So if I'm using, okay, now here's the broader question. We didn't discuss this. Let's say I do dominant or non-dominant either way. Is it good to do 3 weeks later for Pfizer? Do you do the same one or do you do the other arm?
Don't think it matters.
Shouldn't matter. Okay.
I mean, it wouldn't matter as far as like, you got the shot in this arm, so you better get in the same arm. But if it's like a, you know, it's your, I think the choice would be dominant arm, non-dominant arm kind of thing.
Well, that's what a puppet of the leftist would say, Brian. A puppet.
That's true. I guess I'm a puppet of the leftist. I mean, it depends on which arm you want your chips in. And are those tortilla chips? Are they?
Yeah.
When you get your shot, make sure you go, "Chips ahoy."
Oh, I love that. I will do that.
No, don't do that, actually.
No? Okay. No, I won't do that.
No.
My wallet's gone. Right, that's not my job.
Just ask them what kind of chips they're putting in your arm.
Yeah.
What kind of chips you putting in my arm?
Yeah. Is this one that'll track me or stop me if I do something you don't like? What kind of. Just erase
and why
my
all of a sudden do I have a southern accent?
Because we like to stereotype our southern accented folk.
Yeehaw.
Thank you, Moravina. I appreciate it. All right. Finally, this morning, before we move on to the news, I had a little spate there for, I don't know, 2 weeks where I was fascinated with old 800 numbers. And
Yeah.
Couldn't get enough of it. And we were often disappointed because the numbers we'd call were either gone or no longer tied to Sega's support line or whatever other ones we did.
Right. I think we only had one successful line, and that was what the video game, you found the Easter egg, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And it doesn't work if that's the deal, right? So what I've decided to do from now on is people have sent more in, and I check them first. And
so that's good. We don't get the surprise of no nodes available or whatever it was.
Was it nodes?
I can't remember.
Whatever it was.
I said the wrong word. I might have said the wrong word this time. Maybe it wasn't nodes, but it was something.
No.
Routes. Maybe. That's it. No routes found.
Oh, no routes found. Yeah, that guy was great. So that was a fun little surprise. But this today's is a little bit different. So somebody sent this one in. And I wrote in here that it sounds like a cocaine nightmare, but basically it's a thing we've all heard before when we call a number that is no longer in service or the people aren't there or you've called the wrong whatever. It's not that that's so unusual. It's how it's presented. And I'll tell folks the number just so they have it. It's 845-354-9912. Here's what happens when you call this number. And I just don't know why it's so frantic and such a hellscape, but here it is.
We're sorry. Since you did not select the carrier, this call cannot be completed as dialed. You may designate a carrier to handle this type of call by calling that company or your Verizon business office during regular business hours. To place this call in an emergency, just dial 0.
So wow. Why such
that's
a
like
freak
the old FedEx guy.
But then it's all crusty. It's kind of fading in and out. Like it's just it's just really bad.
I think you called another decade with that phone number.
That's what it feels like. It feels like
you called the 70s.
Yeah, this is really weird. So thanks to whoever sent that. I forgot to write your name down, but that was a fun little trip. And I don't know why that was like that. I understand you wanting to have a message that says you've reached this incorrectly or this is not the right thing or this is improper or whatever. But why you gotta do it so only, you know, ants can hear you or whatever the hell that was for.
People fueled up on coke. What, I'm curious as to the person who sent this to you, how do they just have this number sitting around?
I don't know. They just said, you gotta try this one. You gotta try this one. It's crazy.
Like, this is one that he like keeps on a post-it note right next to his, the phone mounted on the wall or something.
Yeah. It's an odd thing to just have. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Why do you have this? And they didn't say.
I've
got
to send this phone number to Scott and Brian, which I'm glad they did. But
yeah. No, we benefit from you guys doing whatever you're doing, but I don't know where your stuff comes from. So
yeah.
It's very nice though. Thank you for sending it in, whoever you were, and I'm really glad I gave you such great credit today on the show. All right.
Well deserved.
Yeah, well deserved. All right, Brian, we're going to do a little bit of this. Oh, geez. It's time for the news brought to you by
The Boop Show, a weekly podcast reviewing and viewing the best indie titles of the day on PC, Switch, and consoles. Catch it live today at 3:30 p.m. Mountain Time at frogpants.tv or get the podcast in all the podcast places, the apps, the directories, and the whatnot.
Yeah, go do it. We got a good one today coming up. I'm going to talk about Loop Hero. You guys have no idea the video game crack that has been released on the earth.
Isn't there a Loop game called Something Hero?
It's a terrible name, but it's an amazing
Loop
game.
Hero. All right,
Loop
cool.
Hero. It's a Steam thing. It's also on Mac. I suspect this will end up on tablets at some point because it seems perfect for it. Is it good?
Control scheme works for
tablets.
Yeah,
I think you could drag. It's a mouse and keyboardy thing, so those often lend themselves pretty well to use a lot of mouse control. So I think you could do finger. Gotcha. You could finger it, Brian. You could put your finger in it.
Can finger it? Great.
Yeah, you
finger it. Good.
You could finger that game. You could finger the loop of the hero.
Okay.
that's where I'll leave that. I'll just leave that there.
That's where you decide to leave.
Yeah, I'll stop there. Moving on to some news today. So we just need to do a brief celebration. I don't know if anybody else just got finished watching all of WandaVision, but one of the great standouts, I think, of WandaVision was Monica Rambeau's amazing hair.
Oh, yeah. Tiona Paris. Love her.
Incredible hair. I don't know how she makes that thing work.
Whether it's in Brady Bunch timeline or in the real timeline? I guess not timeline, but the sitcom world or the real world?
Yeah, I think timeline's a good way of putting it. Well, yeah, there's a new lady with the actual new lady. There's a lady. She's not a new lady. She's been around for a while. She has the new record for the, let's see, the exact world record is Guinness World Records certified Simone Williams hair as the largest female afro on earth in the year 2020, the year we just had. So chat room, I'm going to show you a little picture here. You'll see why I made the Monica Rambeau reference, because there is a bit of a part to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got like a little cut there. But she's your current record holder for female afros, which I didn't know was a category in the Guinness book, but apparently it is.
I didn't either.
And I just wanted to give her a big shout out. Let's see. Miss Williams sees her hair, which measures nearly 1.5 meters in circumference. So almost a meter and a half in circumference as a symbol of pride. I think she wears it very well, but imagine measuring that thing with a bendy yardstick, or I guess a meter stick.
What do they call that? A measuring tape.
A measuring tape.
That's measuring tape.
That's what they call that.
Like some tape was not masking. I have one here.
Isn't there a tape called measuring something? Do you? Let me see. Pull that up again. Let's see that again. Oh, it's like a cute little one, like a little mini one.
It is. It's a little 10 footer. And yeah. I use it for doing packages. So when I have to ship something out, it's zik, zap, zoop. And then throw that into the FedEx online deal.
Yeah.
Slap a label on it out of my printer.
Yeah.
And then leave it out on the front porch. And they can take that and take a couple bags of trail mix and a Gatorade or something.
Is it always FedEx the user? Do you have a preference?
No, I do USPS I use FedEx for the laptop stuff, but I use USPS for everything that I'm personally sending out.
Gotcha. And no matter
if they win a prize on TMS, then it goes out via USPS.
And no matter what, they're picking up almost always, right? That's how you do it. They pick up there.
Yes, with FedEx. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. You're your own personal post office, Brian.
Are you and Kim still doing the box of treats out on your porch?
Yeah, we have. Currently, there are peanut butter flavored granola bars, little bags of salt and vinegar, something chips, and water bottles and some Gatorade, and I think that's it. Maybe a couple other things. Yeah, we're still doing it.
I mean, we started doing this because of holidays, right? And it was a nice thing to do when they're coming a lot and dropping a lot of stuff off on the holidays. Is the reason you haven't stopped doing it, maybe the same reason we haven't stopped doing it, is it just feels too abrupt to just stop doing it?
Yeah. Yeah. And part of it, you could say, well, I'm going to fill it up and then just let this one dry out, like empty it. Right. But it feels wrong to stop doing it. And so it's a weird...
And it's going
to
be really sad when there's like two things left in the bin. It's going to look like, all right, the discards, you get a bag of animal crackers and a...
Well, I think maybe here's what I think's happening. This is so funny because I've been feeling the same way.
Yeah.
Maybe because of the kind of work we do, which means a lot of packages coming in and packages going out, which is definitely true for both of us. So that thing is, it's not like a house where they maybe once a month get a thing from Amazon or something. We're getting things almost daily, shipping out, shipping in. So maybe we're meant to, maybe this is a thing we should just keep doing. Just keep it out there.
I think so. Tina's happy to keep doing it. I feel like this is a very difficult thing to have an exit strategy. I mean, you either just stop at cold turkey or you just keep going, because if you let that thing slowly die, it's going to look sadder and sadder by the time it's like it's got its next to last remnants of the least popular snack items ever.
Be a little bag of pretzels and a smart water that nobody wants.
Right. Yeah. I can't help it, but if I walk by it and there's a package of Nutter Butters, sorry, Tina, that's coming in with me.
I did this with...
It serves you right for getting stuff that I like and putting it in that bag.
I do this with the granola bars because they're the ones she puts out there don't have sugar in them. And I just can't help it. I can't help it. I see one and go, that's for me. I'm taking that. And then she just thinks, oh, the FedEx guy got it. Oh, great. We've done a good deed for the day. And I'm down in the basement snarfing it down. That's how that works.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I need to 3D print something, design something that holds a lid up but still allows them easy access when it comes time for, like, when we start getting heavy rains.
Oh, yeah.
Because even though it's on our porch and our porch is covered, if the rain blows in a certain direction, you know, from the north, then it's going to moisturize the snacks. And we don't want our snacks. They probably don't. I mean, they're all sealed in bags. It's not like a big deal, but
moisturized snacks. Huh?
I'm trying to think of that. So I kind of want to make I think I just need to make a little clip that holds the lid at a vertical or 10 or 20 degree angle, because that would be the only direction that the rain could come in and get those things wet.
Yeah.
Every other direction, it would be protected, but
otherwise, here comes the rain again, falling on my snacks like a man.
Exactly.
Which nobody wants in their life.
Who wants a wet Gatorade? I guess it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, but Gatorade's fine, but nobody wants a wet bag of chips, you know?
Yeah, for a while she was putting, you remember were they just called Gems? Dolly Madison Gems, the little miniature donuts?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She was putting, Tina was putting those out there. Yeah, right. I mean, it's like a little hard chocolate shell with
I used to love them, though. Why do I love them? I used to love those.
I did, too.
You go to, like, a gas station and get, like, a little log of, like, five of the powder.
Yeah, six of them, right? It'd be six. Yeah, right. You either get the powdered sugar. They had coconut for a while. The coconut ones really sucked.
Yeah, those are bad.
Plus, they were brown.
Yeah.
Coconut's supposed to be white.
Yeah.
Come on, snowballs.
Yeah, what are you even doing?
But here's the problem with those. She was getting the chocolate ones. And we noticed those would be sitting in the bin for a long time. The problem was that even with the colder temperatures we're having, if they got warm enough that they could melt a little bit, they'd melt and turn into one giant donut log.
Yeah, like a log. Yeah. Yeah, those are bad. The powder ones you can get away with more, although they start to look pretty sad.
They won't adhere to each other.
Yeah. But temperatures, that's the other thing. You got summer coming. What do you put out for snacks so that, you know, it's got to be non-melty. Also, drinks are not going to do well.
They won't be cold, Yeah, no. Powdered sugar donuts are not car food or FedEx driver food because you're going to get to your next stop and it's going to look like you were doing a bender with Charlie Sheen.
There you go.
On the way,
Oh, I know what I want to do. Kim will never let me do this.
What are you going to do?
I want to buy a vending machine. I can't afford this, but I want a vending machine.
Yeah. Kim will never let you do this.
And I want to put it out.
Common sense.
I want to put it out in front of the house.
Yeah.
Where they deliver stuff, and I want it to say free for our drivers and delivery people or whatever. So they just say, "Oh, I'm going to get a Mountain Dew clunk and a bag of bling blong clunk."
You just want them to hit buttons to get what they want.
Yeah.
So now instead of stocking like six or seven things, you want to have to stock 20.
Well, I'd get a small, if there's such a thing as a smaller one, I'd get a smaller one. But the idea is that thing would keep the refrigeration and stuff going. Like, I wouldn't have to worry about.
Yeah, but you can also get a cooler that plugs in.
Yeah, that's true.
And just put the things in a little cooler.
But then that's true. Can you have a cooler that's like open and plugged in? Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's one way to do it. That's what I mean. It doesn't have to necessarily be a big fat vending machine you'd see at a hotel. I just mean like. Mm-hmm. Something that
a miniature. They do make those little tabletop vending machines.
Yeah, for like.
But I don't know. Can you put them on free play so that you still have to go and push A7, and the little screw turns, and Teddy Grahams fall down to the bottom.
Yeah, just like Teddy. Oh, Teddy Grahams. Ryan.
am I killing you with my snack descriptions? There.
I used to love Teddy Grahams. My kids would get them when they were little and. And I would eat them. I would eat them all. They'd have a whole bag of the chocolate ones. I'm like, oh, those look great. Here you go, Nick. Have one. And then I'd eat the rest. Yum, 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 yum. Oh, right. Claire Gack.
Oh, see, there you go.
Tomato.
So,
what do they got here?
Everybody's putting their massive store links. So Dice Tomato gives us a $250 beverage refrigerator and cooler. So basically, it's like a little mini fridge, but the front is clear. It looks like a hotel fridge, like a mini bar kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad. How much is that? $249?
Yeah.
Only 15 left in stock. Order soon.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. The demand is now scary.
It's too much.
For $78, you can get an Igloo 28-quart iceless thermoelectric 12-volt portable ice chest beverage cooler in silver.
Okay, that's not bad.
I bet even cheaper. I mean, you don't need anything. You certainly don't need a 28-quart.
I don't need anything fancy. That's too much, probably. Overkill.
Let's see. For $74, that's 26 quarts.
Yeah, it's a lot of quarts. That's many quarts.
Many, many quarts.
Many quarts. Where?
Here we go. There we go. The Gwai insulated thermal bag cooler and warmer portable thermoelectric car fridge beverage. This one that like fits in your car.
Yeah.
Holds either 20 cans of beverage or a mix of beverages and snacks.
Yeah.
$57. Plugs in. There you go.
Do that. That's great. Wait, where's that one? Did you?
That's at Amazon.
Link me. Oh, can I?
I'll link you. Yeah, I'll link you.
Link me. Throw me a link, will you? This is good stuff for radio. Good radio stuff.
Link me.
Any of you, America's Next Top Podcasters are listening. This is great radio right here that we're doing.
That's right. Yeah. Pay attention, America's Next Top Podcaster contestants.
Yeah, don't let this one slip by. Okay.
Yeah.
A man speaking. Okay, we're done with the afros now. That somehow we went from afros all the way to that, and I don't know how. I don't know how we did that, but that's okay. We'll take whatever diversion we have.
Afros to, I don't know how that came about.
I really don't know how we got there, but I'm not going to worry because it was still fun. Check this out. A man won $2 million on his lottery ticket after a clerk gave him the wrong ticket. Oh, man. This is a pretty good deal for that guy, though.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Man in suburban Detroit was given a wrong lottery ticket, but then there was no mistake in the result. It was $2 million. The Michigan lottery said that the man stopped at a gas station in East Point, Michigan to put air in his tire. That's awesome. He needed change for the air machine and also asked for a $10 Lucky 7 scratch-off ticket. The clerk handed him handed me the $20 ticket by mistake. He offered to exchange it for me, but something told me to keep it, and I'm sure glad I did, he says. The man said in a statement released on Tuesday, the name of the 57-year-old man wasn't released. He decided to take a lump sum of about $1.3 million instead of the $2 million spread over many years. I'm trying to think. If I'm 57, I think I'd do that too.
Without a doubt. Yeah. I'd take the $1.3 million, put that in a bank account that's gaining interest, and sit on it.
And live on the interest.
Yeah, exactly. The $2 million spread over many years is. Why make them do the work of creating interest for you? And who knows what your quarterly or monthly checks are going to be? But always take the lump.
Always go lump.
Always go lump.
He's lump. He's lump. He's lump. He's in my bed. Is that how that song goes?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So did. What we don't know is if he paid for the $20 ticket, because it looks like the clerk gave him a $20 ticket by mistake. Did he only charge him $10?
They don't say, but I assume he paid the difference.
He probably paid the difference. Yeah.
And if he hadn't, he surely can now without any problem.
I came back to go ahead and pay that extra $10 on that lottery ticket you gave me yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And now
here's an extra couple bucks tip for you.
I will have someone else fill my air tire now. Doesn't need that help anymore. Turkey in the news, not the country, the bird.
Oh, the bird. Good. That's my favorite.
Well, we don't care about the country. We care about the bird.
We care about the delicious meal.
Yeah, the bird meat. The meat of the bird.
The bird itself is ugly.
Yeah, I agree. Well, a turkey has stormed into and destroyed a dentist's office. You thought gooses were bad, or geese. Gooses.
Just wearing a suicide bomb.
Turkey reportedly made it a bit of a mess at a dentist's office in California. Apparently, the animal is known to hang out near the building. Although the workers at the office...
just hangs out near the dentist's office? Yeah, that's awesome.
Looking all sketchy out there on the corner, staring at people as they walk in. Finally decided to go for it and fulfill his plan. They said they were not prepared for him to ever come inside. One of the managers of the dental office in Fair Oaks, California, said that when she was having a normal day, suddenly out of nowhere, the bird crashed through the windows of the office. Apparently, the bird entered with so much force that the woman thought the bird had been thrown into the building. Apparently, it threw it with its own force.
It threw itself into the building.
Yeah. Donna McDonald told the Sacramento Bee. Do you ever go there?
Yes. Yeah, they were a customer.
That sounds familiar.
The only reason I've ever gone to Sacramento was to go to the Sacramento Bee.
I think it's so funny how few people have been to the capital of California.
Right. Yes.
You know? And it's hard.
It's nice, but it's not a California destination. We actually did the Reno Gazette and the San Francisco Bee all in one trip because it was a really easy drive over the mountains through like Ojai and
ooh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. And biggest little city in the world's got that, Reno, Nevada.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Also not the capital of Nevada.
Nope. Yell that north ways. Like aim it north when you yell it.
I will say that to our fellow Canadians.
Yeah. Reno is not the capital of Nevada. Thank you very much.
That's right. But Long story. It's a very nice area up there.
Well, this Donna lady thought it was actually hit by a car and then sent through the window, but none of that happened. She found the bird stuck in the patient waiting area, which was thankfully empty at the time. According to the shocked woman, the unshocked turkey, actually I'm guessing the turkey was freaking out, was scratching and clawing up the walls, causing significant amounts of damage. Animal control was called, although they reportedly had trouble wrangling the wild bird. The wild bird.
The bird was just pissed off because all there was to read was a Newsweek with George H.W. Bush on the cover
right.
and a Highlights for Children from 1978.
Yeah. How many times are you going to try to find the hidden pictures in that one thing?
Exactly. Oh, what are Goofus and Gallant up to now?
That is such a thing of our day. Like, can I still get Highlights magazine? Is that a thing now?
I bet you can. I'll bet you can.
Let's find out.
Yeah.
Highlights. Whoops.
I like our dueling Google search.
Google schmerchin. Here we go.
Highlights.com.
Yeah. Perfect for ages 6 to 12, it says.
So they have High Five.
Yeah.
Which I can't read without saying like Borat.
Yeah.
By the way, so we had a guest on, I can tell people this without a spoiler. We had a guest on America's Next Top Podcaster last night named Jill. And as we go through reviews, I'll say, okay, Justin, okay, Scott. And when it came time to do Jill's, I accidentally, without trying to, said, Jill. But I didn't say it exactly like that, but yeah. It was pretty damn close.
It was pretty close. I heard a taste
of it. And
I wasn't
trying to, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't help it. If I hear the name Barry or Jill, I'm screwed. Mm-hmm. That's just how
Barry.
It is.
Barry.
Jill.
Like, it's just part of us now. It's in our DNA. That's right. She was awesome, by the way. I liked her a lot.
She was awesome. Yeah. Yeah. 3 years of Highlights for Children magazine for $76.68.
All right. Well, how about 1 year, 12 issues for $32.04? How about that?
$32.04. Or get your High Five.
Yeah.
High Five is what? For preschoolers. Okay. So your Highlights are 6 to 12.
Yeah.
High Five is preschoolers. And then Hello is Babies and Toddlers.
They've got a new one called...
They can't read!
I'm sure it's mostly pictures. But
durable,
this one,
wipe clean pages and stitched binding. Yeah.
There you go. This one's called Things to Do, the Highlights Book of Things to Do. Ages 7 things through 12. Brand new. That's a brand new option you can get. Okay, well, you know what? Thriving, look, it looks like.
Highlights still doing well in a magazine, in a digital world.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
All right. Did I tell you a man's favorite song is Circles by Post Malone?
That's a great song.
It comes on and he just stops everything and just stares at the echo or whatever's playing. He just loves it.
Is he able to feel his face when that song is on?
No, but weirdly, he grabbed a Sharpie and started writing on himself, which I thought was weird. Didn't expect that.
Excellent. Now you need to put some plastic surgery bandages all over his face and make him run around in a well-lit corridor for 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, and spell weekend without the E at the end of it. I think this is our right. No way. Is that how it does? Week.
Yeah, weekend without the second E.
Yeah, without the second E, yeah.
Third.
30.
30, because I guess there are two E's in week.
Third eagle. It all comes around to third eagle. This is how these things start. All right. How about this story here? We got, the turkey's fine, by the way. They saved it.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, it didn't die. Turkey's fine.
And got a free root canal while he was in there.
Yeah, why not? I don't have teeth, I hope. Do they have teeth? Because geese have those weird teeth, right? Like those weird...
Geese have those really weird tiny teeth.
Do turkeys have teeth?
I'm not even going to Google this one because I'm just going to do the do turkeys have teeth because I like really just wanted to know.
All right. Do turkeys have teeth? The answer is... Answers.com. That top answer is Kaka B. Wishik. That's not an answer. That's somebody, that's somebody screwing around.
How many people upvoted that answer, by the way?
Like, let's see. Five. That's too many people.
Kaka-baka-woo.
Full set of mouth dental implants. Oh, no, that's for Turkey, the country. Okay, here we go. Turkey animal facts. I must know this. I must know.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you.
Turkey's appendages are like mood rings.
They that's not color. An answer.
No, that's not it. Turkeys can fly. Turkeys can also swim. Turkeys can poop. Well, yeah. Let's see.
None of these are the answer.
No, none of these are. Let's see. No, Ben Franklin didn't really want to be have turkey be our national bird. Was that a thing? I didn't know that. Yeah, there's nothing about the teeth. I don't think they have teeth. I think they officially don't have teeth. They got their gizzard and their whatnot to like digest their shit. I don't think they got the teeth. Anyway, well, that was fun to learn nothing there. Let's move on to this story, Brian. This one will teach us something.
Darn.
Ding dong ditch flashers.
Oh, wow.
Exactly what you think it is. Masked men have exposed themselves on El Paso home doorbell cameras. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What does that ring fisheye lens do to your ween?
Well, this is the thing I'm most surprised about is that this hasn't been a bigger... I would have thought this would happen more just because everyone's got these cameras now. And why wouldn't some enterprising young idiots try to go throw their ween up for...
I think because they know it's being recorded and you just... Even if you're in disguise, you still got to worry that there's a way that they're going to be able to find you.
Good point. We're too good at this stuff now. Like body shape, AI, tracing, something. They're going to go, that's him. Our algorithm is proved.
They'll figure out, all right, well, this one occurred at 2:15 a.m. Mm-hmm. We've got ring doorbell cams on these other houses on the block that saw them drive this way. We can follow it to this. And, you know, there's a way.
There's always a way. It says here the El Paso County Sheriff's Office is investigating a doorbell incident exposure over the weekend. Saturday night incident captured a doorbell camera at a home. In El Paso, northeast El Paso, according to the sheriff's office, about 9 p.m., two unidentified men walked up to a home, rang the doorbell, and then exposed their genitals when no one answered the door. Were they waiting for someone to answer the door? That's a weird bit.
Well, nobody's home. All right, pull them down.
Pull them down. Do it now. Guess we got to do it now. It says... the camera image released by the sheriff's office shows a man wearing sunglasses, a face covering, gloves, and a light blue hooded sweatshirt under the with the Under Armour logo and blue jeans. I have a number of hats with that logo. Oh, I should. You know what? Is this my chance to do this? Hold on.
All right.
Just the right letter. Someone sent me some new hats that fit me, and I wanted to tell them that I love
them. Very cool.
Oh, no. This is someone else. Someone
they
sent
fit
me their
giant head.
So, yes, they do. My giant head finally fits in something. So this is actually from Dean, the hunky brother from Supernatural. Not really. he says he was doing some decluttering and came across an old Warcraft 3 install disc. I thought you might get a kick out of it as it has a DVD with the old cutscenes on it. You and Kim had a good... So there's my thanks to that guy. But I don't know where the other one went. I have something somewhere for a hat guy, and I don't know where it went. I'll find it. But he sent me, just out of the blue, I got in the mail some hats that fit me, and they have Under Armour logos on them. Do not That's be. So cool. I am not to be confused with these guys that had their ween out. I do not do that.
Yes, no, that was right. That was a hooded sweatshirt with the Under Armour logo. Doing this in pairs, is an interesting dynamic, right? Saying, I was thinking about going up and doing the ding dong ditch, and then if nobody answered, flashing my genitals in their ring cam. Oh, Bill, can I join you? Can I come with you? Because inevitably, when they're looking at the video of us doing it, they're going to be comparing our wangs, and I kind of want to see where this goes.
Yeah, I was in the pool, one of you will say.
Right. Shrinkage.
Although I don't know, unless you have a personal vendetta against the homeowners, I just don't know where this is fun for anybody. Like where? Right.
Well, they want to see themselves on that high profile site next door.
I guess so. Nextdoor. Yeah, dude. Everyone likes to talk about the weirdos on Nextdoor.
Exactly. Yeah, it's going to be on Nextdoor. And
we had that guy up the road walking around naked. We think he was sleepwalking. Uh-huh. Yeah. He never got. Ambien. I don't think they ever did anything with that. That never came.
Ambien. It's a hell of a drug.
Yeah, out there with a pillow. He had a pillow. He was hugging a pillow, naked. Otherwise,
it was the My Pillow guy. Was it the My Pillow guy?
He had a mustache.
Did he have a mustache?
He did. It's Mike Lindell or whatever his name is.
Was he very good? Was he complaining about Dominion?
Those machines were hacked by leftists.
Hacked, I tell you. Leftist pupits.
Pupits. Pupits. Ah, they're always
behind it. They planed chips into my pillows so they can track every what I go.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, so this was not completely uncontroversial when I pasted it on Facebook or put it on Facebook. Because I happen to live in a state that is known for its MLMs or its multi-level marketing schemes.
Oh, sure.
If you go south of the valley.
Another stupid initialism to keep track of.
I know, I hate it. Also, it means something else. MLM is... No, I'm thinking of BLM, which is Bureau of Land Management, or Black Lives Matter. It's hard to get those. Yeah. I always mess those up. But anyway, so MLMs. Yeah,
I'm never sure when I see it spray painted on the bike path if it's for Bureau of Land Management or.
Are there a lot of pro graffiti?
A lot of pro Bureau of Land Management has quite a following out here.
Yeah, they're
huge. They're huge.
Anyway, so I made this statement, and I stand by it. And because I live in this place where, like, south of the mountain, down in Provo area stuff, there's like 30 of these things where it's like essential oil companies and people with like vitamins that are made from a certain fruit from some island you never heard of that supposedly cure everything or whatever. Just malarkey, one end or the other. And Arizona, too. Also bad. I thought Arizona had taken the crown, but maybe not. Maybe we're still the worst. Anyway, the point is, I truly believe this, that you can gauge how poorly, or how do I put this? You can gauge how close to or further away we're getting from conspiracy theories or believing in stupid things by how many MLMs still exist. And as long as MLMs continue to be really popular, then I'm convinced we're screwed as a species.
A society.
Because, my gosh, like how many more of these... Oh, these oils. You know what they'll do? They don't want you to know this at Johns Hopkins University. This is the thing they won't tell you. But that thing cured me of 8 different cancers and grew my hair back. Really? Cool. Can I sell it for you? Yes. Beep, beep, beep. There you go. There's your stupid scheme. It's a scheme. It's a freaking scheme. All of it. It's a scheme. It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is not
a scam.
It is not Utah's top industry, but it's up. It's there.
That's clearly a warehouse full of dildos.
Yeah. yeah, come on. Get your news from the proper sources here, feed people.
That's right.
It's
exactly.
Warehouse full of dildos. I love that idea of just surveying different
Utah's
states.
Number one export.
Yeah. Is a warehouse full of dildos. You have to say it with warehouse, though, because it's funnier.
Yes, warehouse is way funnier.
Yeah, it's like, hey, Montana, what's your biggest business out there? Oh, Big Sky Country, a lot of beef, you know, cattle and this. Oh, that's cool. Hey, Arizona, what about you? Oh, well, here it's Utah, warehouse full of dildos.
Just picture somebody standing up in a marketing conference seminar in a Holiday Inn Express.
I don't know why that's
warehouse
so
full
funny.
Of dildos.
It's so funny to me, and that. And then nobody reacting poorly to that, just going, oh, okay, moving on now. The next guy.
How about
California tech, you say? Okay, a lot of tech in California, I see. Oh, sure. The entertainment industry, like we just gloss over this warehouse full of dildos.
Exactly, yes.
I don't know why that's so funny. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to spend some time with Justin Robert Young. We're going to find out how you, at the age of, the baby age of 18, can run to be California's next governor, and maybe sooner than you thought, because they're apparently recalling their governor. And I want to know how that works. So that'll be today in politics. Check it out. That's after this break from a song from Brian Ibbitt.
this Friday, a brand new EP called You, Y-O-U, is going to be coming out via Tambourine Machine Records. It's by a band called Epilogues, or an artist who goes by the name Epilogues. This is great stuff. He's from Norwich, England, and started in an empty flat in the heart of Norwich 10 years ago. But it's been growing, performing in small rooms across England on humble stages, surrounded by friends, touring over the UK and US soil, and now finds itself settled in Leeds.
No.
So the brand new EP is going to be coming out on March 12th, this Friday. Here is the first single from it. It's a song called 16.
The last boats have boarded. They pull out from the shore. And I fade in. Six seas I've fought in, the seventh called me yours. You waited when white coats and wardens couldn't claim my flaws. You made it.
Hey, you guys, let's talk prescriptions. Everybody needs them for something, right? They do. Well, let's talk about Amazon Pharmacy. Because Amazon Pharmacy is awesome. They make it easy to order prescriptions and have them delivered straight to you. And the process is pretty dang simple and saves you both time and hassle. No more waiting in line at the pharmacy, putting on your mask, going in there, standing there forever. Ugh. Instead, just have your doctor's office send your next prescription straight to Amazon Pharmacy, and then you'll have your prescription just delivered straight to your door. You know, your own door. You don't have to open somebody else's door. Just have it come to your door. And they work with most insurance plans nationwide, so that's super easy. I've had nothing but good experiences with this. And as compared to the way I used to do it with the groceries, local grocery store, it's just been faster and easier. I get my prescriptions sooner this way than I used to. And the convenience of just getting it safely at my doorstep is a pretty nice addition. Anyway, Amazon Prime members can save on prescription medication when not using insurance and get free two-day delivery. That's not something you can get everywhere. Learn more at Amazon.com/TMSRX. That's Amazon, you know, Amazon.com/TMSRX. Do it today and be better.
Now, over here, we make fecal people. And depending upon the shape of their middle turds right there, we can do them with big boobs or guts or butts or long legs or short legs. See, because there's no two turds that are ever alike.
A robot may not harm a human being or through inaction allow a human being to come to harm.
Sit down and listen, punk. This is the Morning Stream.
All right, we have returned.
That's right.
Remind us again who that was.
That was Epilogues, Epilogues, from their brand new EP called You, which comes out this Friday, a song called 16. Kind of a cool Ed Sheeran kind of build on this song. Really cool.
Is it still EP stands for what? Extended play or no?
Whoa, just... Oh, there we go. Say it again. I lost your audio there for a minute.
That's weird. Yeah. Discord's being weird. What does an EP stand for? I always forget.
Extended play.
It is extended play. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
LP is long play. EP is extended play, which doesn't make sense because it's shorter than an LP. So you'd think it would be shorter than long play or medium play.
Yeah. Medium play. An MP. Yeah. But then that's a ministerial. No, minister of.
All right.
Wait, MP.
MP or
Minister of Parliament.
There you go. Ministry of Parliament or military police. There's
military
lots of MPs.
Police is what I think of. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, did you hear that voice? Check this out.
These are their stories.
Oh, I'm terrible with names.
Joining us from the West Coast, soon to be Texan. He's not there yet, but he will be. Justin Robert Young joining us. And it's good to see you, Justin. How are you?
Oh, hello, friends. How are you?
Good, man.
Hello.
Pretty good. When is that move? What's the plan? Not that you have to give us too much info, but, you know, what's the general idea?
We're going to close. We sign on our closing tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
That then gets sent down to the sellers. They sign on it 2 days later.
Yeah.
And at that point, we own the place, and we are moving down at the, our stuff leaves our place about a week and a half after we close, and then we are heading down there about a week and a half after that.
Fantastic. I'm very excited for you. It's a fun... Moving sucks, but it's also an adventure, and you're on one for sure. So
it certainly is. It's going to... It's certainly a multi-phase situation, and it's obviously more complicated because we have... You know, a weekly production schedule.
Right.
Like this is not just you know, me trying to work from out of a coffee shop or something like that. It is you know, we have studios and lights and stuff like that. Cool. So
are you each gonna have your own studio at the new place?
Oh, brother, I'm gonna have two.
Like a guest studio. You have the politics studio, the
No, so I'm in all reality, I'm gonna have a visually focused studio. Hmm. And then I'm going to have a podcast studio / office.
Like recording space, the dampening
and so
sand
that'll
and
be
that,
yeah. More like just optimized for sound, and I'm not gonna have to worry about having other electronics there to kind of light it, except for whatever ambience or anything that I want.
Yeah.
And that'll be kind of where I work. And then I'll have there's this whole like game room area that I'm going to turn into my kind of like dream Pee-wee's Playhouse meets politics, politics, politics set.
Oh my god,
I love it. That's so cool.
Yeah,
I'm super stoked.
I'd love to move right now with the intent of moving to a place where I can build the studio before I move into it, right? Mm-hmm. Like instead of, I got to set everything up and I've got to kind of change everything while I'm consistently putting out shows and all that.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of work.
Yeah. No, I mean, it would obviously be nice if I could build it in a place that wasn't across the GD country. you know, that adds its own kind of complications to everything. But, it's funny that part of the reason why that is happening is because the median home price in California is $700,000, which gets us to our topic this week.
Oh yeah, it does actually.
True.
So let's actually talk about this. This is a weird thing for me because I would have never guessed you could even do this. I didn't know you could recall a governor. I thought there was like more to it than just saying, hey, well, actually, I don't know what it involves. If nobody likes Gavin Newsom, what do they do to pull him out of there? And also, why don't they like him so much? What's the problem?
All right, well, let's start with your first question.
Right.
How do you recall a governor? Okay. That is a different answer in every state in the union. California has one of the most permissive recall laws in the country, and that is that there is just a set percentage each year. If you can get a set percentage of the amount of people that voted in the last gubernatorial election to say that they are unhappy with the current governor, that means that you can initiate a recall election. And that's, I think it's like a fourth or something like that. It's not that much. Essentially, what the number is this time is 1.4 million. Every year, because that threshold is so attainable, there are Republican forces that try to initiate a recall of the now almost universally Democratic governor of the Golden State. This year kind of got a double boost. And let me point that out. This recall, when it becomes official and it does go before the people of California, will not have anything to do with COVID on it. This recall started before we even knew about COVID.
Oh.
It's just going to be about how California's got high taxes. California's unfair for businesses. California is unfair for homeowners, homelessness, just rank and file, you know, conservative hobby horses for California state leadership. That's what's going to be actually on the recall. But what happened was COVID not only becoming controversial in terms of lockdowns, not only becoming controversial in terms of Gavin Newsom's consistency in his handling of it, but also because of COVID, the state allowed there to be more time for them to gather signatures, which is expensive.
Yeah.
They are now, at least yesterday, they announced that they are at 1.9 million signatures. They need 1.4. That gives them a fairly healthy buffer for anybody who signed, you know, Mickey Mouse or, you know, BOFA on the petitions.
Yeah. So if you're this is a surprise to me to hear that this is zero to do with COVID or the state's grappling with it. Like that to me, I just assumed that had to been what this is. And nobody was happy with the way Newsom was dealing with it. Hearing that it was something that was initiated before that. I mean, it had to have played a role, though, right? Because
it does and it doesn't, right? Like, it's not the reason why the recall started at all.
Yeah.
Is it the reason why the recall will be successful? 100%. So, like, that's just kind of a way to sort of explain the process of how this thing initially got started.
Right. Well, okay. So now you won't be able to vote in that, will you? Because you're going. You're going to.
I don't know. This will happen. There is no set date on it, but it would probably be in the fall. I don't know how long, like if I just wait to get a Texas license, can I vote in November?
Yeah.
Like I feel like I would like to do it, especially if there's some some crazy person on the ballot.
That's funny that you bring that up, because that brings me to this other part of this. Last night, you and I were texting back and forth about today's discussion, and you had said something about how the laws in California were so sort of open to whoever that you can be as young as 18 to run and
let's step two steps back before we get to there.
All right.
The way that the recall works is you will have two questions essentially, and you will and you will answer one if you walk into the booth at least, and you will answer two depending on your question day. Question one: the first question is, should Gavin Newsom be recalled?
Okay,
yes or no. And if you say yes, then you move on to the second question. If you say no, you're done. Right? That's it. You're quashing the recall. You're getting the hell out of the booth. If you say yes, that means you move on to a gigantic list, a list that in the last time there was a recall election for Gray Davis, where Arnold Schwarzenegger became the governor of California, there were 300 people that had qualified for that second question list. Mm. And I would suspect that there's no reason why it would be any shorter this time. That second question, Gavin Newsom cannot be on there. In fact, it's going to be an interesting play from the state Democratic Party to see whether or not they put another Democrat on that list, which they did last time and did them no favors. But the person who gets just the simple majority, not over 20%, not over 30%, not over 40%, not over 50%. The simple majority of whoever comes out of that twisted metal demolition derby is the next governor of the state of California.
Wow. So that's why last time this happened, and someone just mentioned in the chat, I was going to bring it up, Gary Coleman, who also died living here near me. But anyway, it's a different story. I think even other people on the cast of Different Strokes were up that year. Oh, yeah, someone said Todd Bridges right after that. Also, I think there were porn,
Gary
there were porn
Coleman,
stars and stuff. And
porn star Mary Carey and Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then, of course, there's always the Republicans that, you know, by and large bankroll this thing and then, you know, wind up not winning.
So in this particular case, though, do you think this stirs up a bunch of that again? Like just kind of the freaky, fringy, you know, I can't believe they're running sort of stuff going on.
So here's the situation that we're at now. And this is where we can get to the who is going to run. Gavin Newsom feels that he's not in a terrible position. He feels like he's gotten blamed for a lot of the bad that has happened because of COVID. And there's a lot of bad that's happened because of COVID. A lot of businesses are shut down. A lot of parents are pulling their hair out because their kids are not going to school. There's a lot of frustration in a very, very, very large and diverse state in a lot of different places. And yeah, he's made some out and out boneheaded mistakes. The thing that has it surprised me in terms of how much it's been sticky is him going to a fancy restaurant, the French Laundry, during the time when there was no indoor dining allowed. He went and had a big old fancy dinner with a bunch of friends with no masks inside.
Yeah.
And the reason why I think that, despite to me feeling like just another, oh, politicians are, you know, of course politicians believe they're above the law, they're politicians, that's made it sticky is because it was both a violation to people that were like, these lockdowns are ridiculous and you know they're ridiculous, but also a violation to people that were taking the pandemic really, really seriously.
Right.
And if they're going to freak out whenever somebody posts a pool party video on Twitter, then they're sure as hell going to freak out when the guy who's supposed to be the mascot for this is not doing anything to bolster the case for people that are trying to stay at home and model good behavior.
Right.
The situation that he hopes he finds himself in from here is that vaccinations happen. He announced this week that Disney World's going to be back open on April 1st. You're going to be able to go see a ball game this summer. I'll bet you he's going to be in his, fringe leather and UGG boots to go to Coachella. Like there will be all these like California is back, baby, kind of things from Gavin Newsom. But it only takes one or two things going wrong now to really put him behind the eight ball. And it only takes one or two really charismatic people to start pointing out things that could go wrong to make this a lot worse. And that's where we got to talking last night, because I was looking at how old you would have to be, because I was trying to think of the most compelling celebrity that could run.
Yeah.
And what I found out is that there's no age restriction on this. You have to be a California resident for a certain amount of years. But other than that, if you are of legal voting age, 18 years old, you can run in this recall election. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to go look up the actual raw votes. We'll have that on PX3 tomorrow. The raw votes for Arnold Schwarzenegger. But I would not be shocked if we're looking at something that is under the YouTube subscriptions or TikTok subscriptions of some of these influencers.
I mean, you sent you sent me a joke text that hit me hard, and that was, how do you feel about what's his name? I forgot his name.
Logan Paul.
Oh, how do you feel about Governor Logan Paul? And I went, I had like a visceral physical reaction to that.
Yeah,
that wasn't good. Didn't feel right.
Now, a lot of people are saying that I would never vote for an 18-year-old. Yeah, but there's a lot of 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say is for everybody who was talking about how we need to lower the age to the voting age to 16 during the Trump administration because you want to you want to pump up some of those majorities where 16 to 18 year olds are more in your favor. That kind of stuff goes both ways. And it will be very, 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 very interesting because, again, the threshold here is very low. And there's further incentive to kind of do this for the lulls because the person that comes in on the recall is only going to be governor for like a year and a month.
Yeah.
Like it's not like they're putting them in for 4 years. Even if Gavin Newsom defeats that recall, he's going to have to just reload and start running for reelection anyway.
Yeah, that's true. There's not a lot of time to do anything. I mean, how about something a little more in the Arnold vein? Like, let's say Dwayne The Rock Johnson runs. Yeah, maybe I have a chance, seems like. You know, like.
The Rock could do it.
Yeah.
The Rock could do it. Mm-hmm. The question is exactly. I mean, here's the biggest issue. I would almost discount anybody who seriously wants to be a politician because Arnold showed that going to Sacramento is not exactly a trip to California state government, much like New York state government is kind of a big, unwieldy, broken down machine that can't really do anything and sort of just lives to disappoint anybody who wants to make significant structural change to it. So while the most exciting thing in a recall election would be to say, I'm the guy that's going to change everything. The reality of doing that is less serious. Although, you know, The Rock would have something that Arnold doesn't, and that's citizenship, or a natural born citizen to America. And that means that he could use it as a Reagan-esque launching pad if he wanted to, even if he was just there for, a year and a month and said, all right, well, I did that instead of Hobbs and Shaw, too, to prove to everybody that I could be a serious guy. And I looked great being the governor.
Right.
And then maybe he looks to parlay that into something else down the road.
Well, and he's said things here and there like I'd never say never to a potential future and this and that and the other, and he's very active in certain things.
That's been around since he was still in the WWF.
Yeah.
like he is the idea of Dwayne Johnson being a politician has been something that has floated around for years and years and years. the question is for him, you know, he's kind of still at the top of his game.
Yep.
You know, maybe he's slightly past the peak, but who knows? I mean, every time you think that maybe he's maybe we've seen enough of The Rock, he does something else that's gigantic.
Yeah, could be. Siffy in the chat says, or Spiffy rather, says, Rockonomics will be a thing. Oh, I like that.
Rockonomics.
Yeah, that sounds good rolling off the tongue, even if it doesn't look great on your on your tax return. Well, anyway, it's going to be weird. I mean, if that last one is any, you know, and that was sort of pre-crazy internet, social media, YouTube, TikTok, blah, blah, blah. And it still brought out kind of those, not fringe elements, but the outer edges of what people would consider to be mainstream, either entertainment or whatever. You had porn stars and Gary Coleman and everything in between. Yeah. It doesn't feel like a far throw here that all this could happen, including that Logan Paul business. Like, it's totally can see it happening, which is probably why I had such a visceral reaction to it. I was like, oh, shit.
Well, I think the biggest thing that's different now is that the media, we are a billion years away, it feels like, in 2021, media wise, than where we were in 2004.
Right.
I mean, remember, 2004 is pre iPhone.
Yeah.
Like, in 2004, we were still showing off our cool iPods to each other. Yeah. You know, the concept and critical mass of internet, and really, I mean, geez, was Facebook? I guess Facebook was around, but just barely.
Just barely. Yeah, they were still hot or not, basically, for college students or
exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you know, we've got ways to communicate that are totally alien to what was happening back then, which was still very dependent on newspapers, very dependent on television, very dependent on radio, and the person that could win in a recall election today is vastly, they've got so many more tools in their tool chest.
Oh yeah. Even just the straight up traditional candidates, like on the GOP side that would want to push people forward. They have, I mean, I'm not saying they'd be ahead in this way, but they have access to just a whole different ecosystem than existed in 2004. That's a really good point. Like, I always think of 2004 as not that long ago, because we were starting podcasting then, you know, which doesn't feel like that long ago to me. But man, there's a chasm of change between.
I mean, I was in college.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't graduate college until 2005.
Yeah.
I remember watching that Arnold, the moment that Arnold, I knew that Arnold was going to be governor, was when he was doing one of his first events and somebody threw an egg at him, and he gets up on stage and he's literally got egg on his face. And he looks out into the crowd and goes, "That guy owes me bacon." And I'm like, he's got it, man.
Yeah, he's got it.
Like in that moment, like, that's just next level. It's next level. Imagine a real politician saying that.
Yeah. And for those who are like, well, wait, why is California, why are we even making a big deal or focusing on this California thing? They're the fifth largest economy in the world. Like, they're huge. And it's not just a state. In America, there's much more at stake here. So we'll see. I want to see the freak show.
Number one, it's the most populous state in the union. There is no state that has more people than California. Right. It is a gigantic, massive economy. And also, what the hell else are we going to pay attention to until the midterm elections? Like, this is a rare, it's not even once a decade. It's like once every other decade thing. I think it also is fascinating to get out of the kind of rubbernecking media vulture perspective. It is an interesting referendum on COVID leadership, and we're seeing that a lot. Look, if New York State had a recall procedure, you would hear people talking about whether or not Andrew Cuomo was going to stand up to that right now, because he's facing, a more than one front of criticism, including his nursing home cover up and the sexual harassment stuff. They don't. So we won't. So we really have to focus our attention, if there's going to be any consequences for Cuomo, to his next election, because New York State also doesn't have any term limits. If you can take a sense of exactly which of the two states between New York and California had more interest in putting reins on power.
Yeah.
But that's, I think that there is politically coming out of such a bizarre year, and we're coming up on the anniversary of a lot of that this week. I think that there is just, it's going to be very interesting to see what the people believe should be behavior and leadership that was rewarded,
mm-hmm.
and what should be punished.
That's right. Well, I can promise you this from a spanking new rad studio overhaul in Austin, Texas, somewhere. You're going to hear all about it when it happens from mm-hmm. Justin Robert Young. Anything people should be watching between now and then, or this week in particular, that you would like them to be looking at?
Yeah. Politics. Go and check out the podcast tomorrow. We're going to have a more polished version of this conversation, including facts that I'm like literally writing down stuff that I need to look up for tomorrow's episode. But also, it's kind of a news you can use episode, because we're bringing somebody on to talk about all of the complications that this bizarre pandemic year brought us tax wise. Mm. So stimuluses, did you know that you can claim credit for a stimulus that you believe you should have gotten that didn't get to you?
No.
Stuff like that, all on the Politics episode coming up tomorrow.
Nice. Well, as always, this.
The jury will now retire.
Justin, have a fantastic week. We'll see you next time.
See, Brian, I remember the years of this time, Brian.
Well done. Well done. I didn't have to do any sort of prodding or nudging.
Now, if I'm completely honest, I may have seen someone in the chat say it, and then I remember. So I don't want to
credit goes to Torek.
Yes, Torek. Thank you, Torek, for reminding.
Except it says the jury will now recall, which is even better. That's a great show title.
Oh yeah, that's not bad. He will now recalling with jury and more, or something.
Yeah, the jury will now recall.
Very nice. Hey, that's it for the show. We've done it.
Holy cow! Wow.
This, speaking of all this ANTP, we should probably let people know.
Oh yeah, because a new episode is going up on the free feed mm-hmm. today. The Patreon feed has already gotten the first two full episodes and all of the submissions. But we're working on some feed issues. You can go to Patreon and listen to them right now, but there's some weirdness with the Patreon RSS feed because of Acast. And do you use Acast for any of your Patreons?
I haven't yet. So supposedly they're now integrated directly into, like, they're going to be the feed
Patreon
handlers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I don't think that changed anything for existing people. I think the RSS stuff remains the same. But mm-hmm. I've heard of a whole bunch of issues, which, you know, a transition like this probably means there's going to be issues. But
for sure. And that's what we're running into with ANTP, because of the those shows that are on Patreon that haven't yet made it into the RSS feed. We're working on it. That'll be soon. Yeah. But if you're just on the free feed of ANTP, the second episode is dropping today. I'm going to be doing that right after this.
Very actually. Nice. Go check yeah. that out, everybody. It's been a very interesting season so far.
Yes. Yes.
And last night was no
lots
different.
Of unexpected developments and eliminations and
yeah. Ruminations, separations, no.
Celebrations.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. It's a little, sure.
It's a good thing.
Many Asians. many Asians happening with...
There you go. All of the Asians coming together.
All of the Asians.
Making it happen. speaking of which, our Patreon continues to be there, and we need you in it in order to survive. Yeah, that's right. We can't do the show without you. So patreon.com/TMS. We pound it into your face each day, and I will continue to do so until every single one of you is signed up.
Damn.
If they did that, it would change my schedule. I'd do nothing but TMS things. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Same here.
Yeah. We
wouldn't have to do these ads for so-and-so who I don't want to say on the show. But.
Right. Right. We wouldn't have to do anything else. Brian could cut back
on... focus on content.
Yeah.
Just putting out great show stuff.
Don't have to do so much freelance stuff. I could back down on a couple of contracts.
People could watch me play Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to do
live?
That? Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to pay to make Brian have so much more time that he can play video games for you?
I actually play the video games that I buy instead of just looking at the video games that I buy longingly.
That's right. If any of this sounds good to you, patreon.com/TMS is the place to go. All right. Frogpants.com/TMS for everything else. Don't forget to send us your emails, themorningstream@gmail.com. And follow us on Twitter. We put show notifications when we go live and other stuff up there all the time. That's it, @morningstream. You can find me at Scott Johnson and, of course, Brian over there at Coverville. That's going to do it for us. Let's play a song before we go.
Okay. Sadly, still no cat.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I set up all this stuff. And she really came with a big middle paw finger. Middle
that's the
claw.
Most that's the most cat-ass thing in the world, though, is to set all of that up and then the cat just decided, I don't think I will. I don't think I'll be
using it. She up there, she walked around her bed for a while, looked at it, and said, no, I'm going to go upstairs and look out the window.
Yeah, lame.
If I go set up a camera upstairs at the window, she'll be here.
So now you know what to do for tomorrow.
Now I know what to do. Exactly. Yeah. Simon wrote in, Simon Jubinville wrote in, said, hello, Brian. Tomorrow, which is today, March 9th, marks my 40th revolution around our sun. Do you have any covers of or by Frank Zappa? I realize his content may not always be family friendly as far as TMS is concerned, but I leave it to your judgment. Anything else would be just fine. Cheers, Simon Jubinville from Montreal, Canada. Well, thank you, Simon, and happy birthday. Happy 40th birthday.
Yeah, that's a big one.
This was a last minute request, but that's all right. I've got something. This is cool. This is talk about the crossing of the worlds, like our typical hard rock loving audience, and then you've got your Frank Zappa, which isn't everybody's tastes. This is the combination of Joe Satriani, Eric Johnson, and Steve Vai all getting together. In 1997, they got together and called themselves G3, which I can only assume stands for Guitarists 3.
Well, it's not a Generation 3 Mac. It's not a Mac.
It could be, could be the iMac G3. They could have been predicting that.
Sure.
1997, they decided to cover My Guitar Wants to Kill Your Mama. Well, by Frank Zappa. Here, this is great. Joe Satriani, Eric Johnson, and Steve Vai covering Frank Zappa.
See you guys tomorrow. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Boy, didn't we just tell you not to do that?
You did.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.